Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us to bring up whatever is on your mind here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Got lots in the news to discuss here tonight, including a complete ban on Bitcoin vending machines, Bitcoin ATMs in the United Kingdom. We'll talk about what's going on over there. Of course, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
Also, whatever's going on in Russia, Ukraine, there's always new crazy information about that. What is true is, of course, the big question. And wholesale prices are now over 10%. Wholesale price increases. So wholesale, they call it the wholesale price. Was it the producer price index? That's what it's called. So it's hit now a record high, double digits for the first time in the history of them recording this number. So yay!
Hey, we're moving up. We're bone fever number one.
Will someone ask Putin why he did this to us?
There's certainly a lot of bad news to talk about here tonight, but we're going to start with surprising good news.
Yeah, every now and then, it seems like they throw us a bone. And maybe it's a distraction, you know. Maybe it's just to a little alleviate some of the pain, the struggle of, you know, inflation and war and masks. People still wearing masks in their car by themselves. But this from NBCNews.com, Washington: the Senate approved legislation Tuesday that would make daylight savings time permanent in the U.S. starting next year. And that headline. What does that even mean?
Well, I didn't know this until Mark explained it to me at some point last year, because Mark, like, gets off on talking about daylight savings. Evidently, daylight savings happens during the spring and lasts through the winter.
Yeah, I had to look it up.
November.
When I saw the headline today, I had to look it up to see, okay, is that right? Is that what we're in now, or was that what we just left?
It turns off in November, which is the opposite of what you would expect, because you would think winter time would be the time you needed to save daylight. And daylight savings, that's a misnomer anyway. You're just moving daylight.
It's shifting.
Yeah, you're not creating more of it.
It's doublespeak. This is what the government does. This is how they get these types of things passed. That's how they get the Patriot Act passed.
It's still amazing.
They call it something that's just upside down wrong, and then they feed it to us, and then we suck it up.
Can you imagine Benjamin Franklin going in there and be like, hey guys, I've got this idea, right? I smoked a bunch of pot last night, but hear me out.
With Jefferson.
Benjamin Franklin.
This goes back to
he was
then,
with
right?
Franklin. Yeah. Jefferson. They were both smoking.
Oh.
They were smoking Jefferson's weed, dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously. And they're like, okay, so what we're going to do is, every year, we're going to jump the clock forward and then jump it back again.
It really goes back that long?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Well, according to this article, it was early 1900s for farmers.
Wow.
But I've heard it was Germany that did it for the war effort. And who knows? But I know Franklin was talking about it.
You know those government guys. They love being able to say, we control time itself.
Well, not after this. But
see, I thought about that as well.
If it passes.
They're like, we have to delay this until 2023 because airlines are going to have to, you know, adjust their programming so the clocks don't automatically change or whatever. But if the market really demanded time to not change, they could just do that.
Yeah, they'd get it done.
Hey, you know what? Arizona and Hawaii have been doing it forever. They don't have this nonsense, and planes are coming to and from there, right?
We don't have to do it by state, though. Just like Walmart no longer observes daylight savings time, so when they say it's 5 o'clock, it's always 5 o'clock. I don't care if your government says it's 4 o'clock. Walmart
companies that need to take note are the whoever's controlling the clock on my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And my computer, because all this happens automatically. I don't even notice it, except for one clock in my house, which is my stove clock, my microwave as well, and it's 1 hour wrong right now. And I may or might not fix it. It may be 6 months with the wrong time on it, and you know.
You remember Y2K, right? And how people were freaking out about what was going to happen on the changeover from 1999 to the year 2000, and what computer systems were going to do? Are they going to all break? Do we need to upgrade all the software? software.
Yeah, the whole world is supposed to blow up.
There was a huge freak out over this, and the market handled it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think that they're giving the extra year because it's likely the government that's going to have the problem with the switchover. They just don't want to admit it.
The bill called the Sunshine Protection Act.
Oh, God.
was passed by unanimous consent. Meaning no senators opposed it. If it isn't enacted, Americans would no longer need to change their clocks twice a year. Quote, we got it past the Senate, and now the clock is ticking to get the job done, so we never have to switch our clocks again, Senator Patty Murray, Democrat of Washington, said on the Senate floor. So I urge my colleagues in the House to act swiftly as the Senate. Let's get this bill on President Biden's desk and deliver more sunshine to Americans across the country. And now, what does that even mean? So she's fallen into the trap.
Government creates sunshine, obviously.
Exactly. So savings. This law saves us time somehow. And this lady, Murray, thinks that it's going to create an additional hour during the winter.
Well, it does save a little bit of time in that we all spend time changing clocks.
Yes.
It's some amount
Not
of time.
Not very much. It took me, like, the drive over here, it took me all of 2 seconds to hold in the hour button on my clock to make it skip ahead for an hour.
Well, plus I always forget one or two clocks somewhere, and then I end up...
And you freak out one day, you see the wrong time. And
yeah.
Daylight savings time started in the U.S. in 1918 to create more daylight hours during the warmer months. That's when we enacted it. I think that it was still... I think Germany was still the first country to try this out. And I
bet it would have been around longer
back
than
that. Back in early 1900... Back at this time, 1918, the U.S. was in love with Germany and all the crap that they were doing.
Just goes to show how long it can take government to undo a terrible idea. It over 100 years.
It was extended by 4 weeks starting in 2007. I don't even remember that. States are not required to follow daylight savings time. This is the other. This was the other option. It's just like, why even put up with this nonsense? Let's just not do it. Let's just do what Arizona did.
There were some proposals in New Hampshire about this. Unfortunately, they tied New Hampshire to surrounding states' decisions about it. And so whatever decision New Hampshire state reps were to have made wouldn't have mattered unless Massachusetts and Vermont or Maine, I think it was.
Yeah, they were trying to create like an Atlantic time zone or something, correct?
Yep.
Here's some more quotes.
So it never happened.
More quotes. It's time for Congress to take up our bipartisan legislation to make daylight savings time permanent and brighten the coldest months with an extra hour of afternoon sun. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse.
Is that accurate?
Well, I mean, you would
an
have
extra
an extra
hour
in the afternoon. That's true.
It would correct. It would be but only in the afternoon, but not an extra hour of sunlight throughout the 24-hour period.
Right.
But okay. I don't think people get it. Have you seen this meme? It's the Native American. He's like, only the white man could believe that he could pass a law that would get him one extra. And it was his analogy was only a white man believes that he can cut the top of the blanket off and sew it to the bottom. I think he gets a longer blanket.
When you say you don't think people get it, what do you mean?
People are stupid.
People are stupid to think it actually creates an additional hour of sunlight.
To be fair, it kind of does, right? You do have one 23-hour day, suddenly.
And they all say that this is for the farmers. But you know what the farmers do? They don't follow the clock. They follow the sun. So if it's whenever the rooster starts
that's
crowing.
That's when they're getting up.
That's when they're getting up. They're not looking at the clock, and it's not telling them when to... It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's not for the farmers. It never was.
But you know what? I don't care. They can market this however they want to. It's the smartest, best piece of legislation, the most agreeable piece of legislation that could possibly come out of the government right
and
now.
When you consider just the misery, it's always nice in the fall when you get an extra hour. And here I am even saying it. But,
and it's not, though, because
then
suddenly the sun is setting at 4:30 in the afternoon.
He's just saying on that one day when you get the extra hour.
Well, at least they do it on Sunday and not like Sunday night, Monday morning. Now, that would really screw people up.
Oh, yeah. Well, there are people that die, right? They have heart attacks and strokes.
I think more than anything, car accidents, yeah.
Yeah, because this throws off people's sense of normalcy and...
Yeah, it's almost like they did it on purpose.
Well, I mean, they did it on purpose, but I don't know if they did it to kill people. I think it was just a...
The government is way better.
These are the same people who decided to put fluoride in the water.
It was just an ill-advised move. And the fact that the Senate has passed this unanimously suggests that maybe this is actually going to happen now.
Yeah, except it's got to go through Biden, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, they can veto override, right?
Oh, that's true. They have the numbers.
I presume they have such a thing at the federal level. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. We'll see how it does in the House. You can share your thoughts with us as well.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
All right, yeah.
And Conan.
Phones are open. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Coming up, we're going to get into some... Once again, Elon Musk, apparently. We talked about him last night, and Aria, you've got something else that he said that has...
He's hard not to talk about, because he is a character.
Caught right. Your attention.
He's a troll.
We'll get into that.
He's becoming the richest troll. More and more a troll than ever.
You know, if you've got a ton of money, you might as well troll everybody, right? I mean...
If he's legit, if you even trust the guy.
What is a legit troll?
Well, no, like if he's legit and actually he means all these things that he's talking. Because the Liberty Movement, I know a lot of guys.
I know.
Who love this dude, and I'm like, man, you got to be careful. I'm thinking, I straight up think he's good cop, bad cop. He is the good cop to Bill Gates' bad cop. Or Fauci's bad cop.
I find that more plausible than I do, because I see the same libertarians, right, praising this guy as a hero when he's not.
Yeah, I mean, if you see his tweets when it comes to China and whatnot, on China's platforms, he's all like, "You good guys are good to go, I like what you're doing." And it's like, wow, man, I mean, whose game are you really playing?
It's a good question.
Well, we're going to make some money?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what he worships.
Now, I do like capitalists. So in that respect.
He's only somewhat of a capitalist, right? Most of his wealth comes from, you know, sucking off the government and getting money from other corporations because of the government.
Now, he thinks he's the hero of his own simulation?
Aren't we all?
No, to him, we're all NPCs. We're all part of the game. He is the hero.
I'm the hero in my simulation, and he's just an NPC in my simulation.
Has he said something like that?
His ex said that about him. That this is what he believes.
That's true for everyone.
No, it's not.
You don't think you're the hero in your own universe?
No, I think we're all NPCs, and this is a simulation to break us out of... This is a humanizing simulation.
Hold on. You don't believe in your own autonomy?
And whether I'm a sovereign and that I have control over my actions, even though it's a simulation and it's all code.
Yeah.
Yes, I do believe that.
Okay,
but I don't believe I'm the hero.
Then you're not an NPC.
I don't believe that I'm the god king of this universe.
Well, there's a difference between a player character and, you know, like the chosen one, right?
Okay, so let's go. Let's step back. I actually do not believe that I am the chosen one of this universe, and I don't believe either you two are either.
I don't believe the universe has a chosen one.
Well, of course it does. It's Elon Musk.
I could see why someone, you know, who bought their own press and was totally given into ego would walk away under the delusion that they were the hero within their universe. I just don't agree. I think player character in my universe, sure, but hero?
All right, here's what it is. Well, all right, so simulation. Mm-hmm. We're all NPCs. Every single one of us.
But we are, by definition, not NPCs because we have autonomy. That's what makes the NPC.
Are you making choices or not?
We don't all have the same level of enlightenment. That's the whole point of the simulation, to break out of it, to break out of the matrix. So we're all at different levels. I would say that we three...
That still isn't what defines an NPC, though. An NPC is someone who just reacts based on programming and doesn't have independent thought and independent will.
You have some NPCs that don't say anything. You have some that are just there to get eaten by the monster. You have some that actually will carry dialogue with you. They actually...
Right.
What's the code test where you yes or no, yes, no, yes, no?
Turing test?
I'll come back to that. There are different levels of enlightenment, autonomy, and I think that we, just in our daily lives, you know, looking at these silly articles and talking about them on air and thinking about these things, we have especially questioning authority, we're at a different level.
But you still say that we're NPCs.
Correct.
I think you're
playing a game,
but
and
you know
the point of the game is to win.
No, see, Cody, you play games. You know the difference. If you're playing the game, you are a player character, not a non-player character. That's what NPC stands
for. Thank you, yes. Yeah.
Is non-player character.
All right, well.
You can't be a player while being a non-player character.
I think the whole point is to gain absolute 100% control, and then you become the player character. But but if you can't control every aspect, if you can't stop bullets with your mind, you're not there yet.
Okay, so you need your avatar that exists within the simulation to develop superpowers?
To control it, yes.
But that doesn't help the person who exists. Is there someone outside of the simulation that is controlling this avatar?
Good question. Are we strapped in to cubicles, our little cubes, our mucus cubes, or whatever that was?
We have to be. Otherwise, there's nothing there to give us autonomy. Otherwise, we are just programs.
But can't a program learn? It can.
If it's programmed to learn, it can. If it's not programmed to learn, it
can. Can an AI learn? It starts with just ones and zeros, and then before you know it, it's having a conversation.
It's not can. It's is it programmed to learn?
Or is it just giving?
Because it's not going to learn if it's not programmed to learn.
Or if it doesn't choose to, which is the problem with a lot of the
NPCs in this world. If it's not programmed to have choice, it can't make that choice.
I'm thinking, all right, well, I'm thinking that everyone was given the option to break out if they choose to. Most people choose not to. They don't question
it.
So
then you're saying they're not non-player characters.
They're I guess in Arya's definition, they are the true non-player characters that will never evolve.
But they're player characters who just, you know, they've dedicated their lives to living out their second life fantasy and to forget that it's a fantasy.
And my question is, are those in fact non-player characters? They have delved so deep into their fantasy, their escapism, that now, but they have actually become.
I would say no, just like David Duchovny never really became Fox Mulder. He was always just an actor playing that character.
Yeah, but he went. I'm not thinking that his girlfriend call him Fox when he was at the house, not acting anymore.
Let's assume that he did though. Let's assume he went all in, and for the rest of his life, people just called him Fox.
Well,
Mulder.
He lost autonomy.
He didn't become Fox Mulder though. He became David Duchovny, who lost his mind and became convinced he was Fox Mulder.
What are you talking about?
He didn't suddenly become an FBI agent hunting aliens, right?
This didn't actually happen, right?
No.
David Duchovny doesn't actually believe
he's
Fox Mulder.
That was just an example of an actor
playing a role, right? I
didn't
know if that was in the news
role,
and I
right?
missed something.
I mean, these people are just actors who are playing a role, and they've played it so long, so well, that they've forgotten that they're playing a role. That doesn't stop them from being actors playing a role.
They Some just... actors do that. They become weird. And
know,
next
that was,
thing, and next thing you know, they're
David Duchovny, right?
Well, probably the better example is the Joker guy, Leto. His own coworkers weren't having it because he was bringing dead birds as gifts to people, and he was always in character. And
that's a certain type of acting, though, isn't it? What they call it? Is that method acting?
Method acting,
where they're always in character.
And some people take it way too far. I think Jim Carrey did it in The Man Over the Moon when he was doing that comedian. Yeah, some people take it over the top, and it's like, are you really still in control? And or have you become this person? Are you even in control of your body anymore? Which is coming out of your mouth, or have you been taken over by the machines?
So what is a non-player character? This went in a very interesting direction. If you want to share your thoughts with us here, what do you think about what Conan is saying? Is everybody a non-player character until they can break out of it? Did I understand that correctly, Conan?
Yeah.
All right, the number here is 603-283-6160. You can join the show if you can choose to call in. This is Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is downplaying sanctions from Russia.
None of us are planning tourist trips to Russia. None of us have bank accounts that we won't be able to access.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying we will forge ahead. President Biden is on the sanctions list, along with his son Hunter, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and current Secretary of State Antony Blinken. New CDC sewer data is suggesting there will be a rise in COVID-19 cases in the United States. A 10% increase or more in coronavirus wastewater levels was found in a 15-day period from February 24th to March 10th. Of just over 400 wastewater sampling sites, a 10% spike was seen in at least 145 of them. A big day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining almost 600 points. USA Radio News. Police in Washington, D.C. say they've arrested a suspect Tuesday morning in relation to at least two deadly shootings and violent attacks of homeless people in D.C. and New York City. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti makes the announcement, reading off the charges brought against 30-year-old Gerald Brevard.
First-degree murder while armed for the shooting and stabbing homicide of 54-year-old Morgan Holmes on March 9th. The assault with the intent to kill for the shooting offense on March 8th, and assault with a dangerous weapon for the initial shooting offense on March 3rd.
A bill locking in daylight savings time as the nation's permanent time is closer to becoming law. The Senate approving it unanimously in a voice vote, sending the measure to the House, with Arizona Democrat Kyrsten Sinema voicing her approval.
Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Madam President. And
this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. Just dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about daylight saving time or NPCs, the non-player character, we're getting deep into Conan's beliefs about the universe slash...
Let's not call them beliefs. Let's just say that I'm throwing noodles at the wall to see what sticks.
Theories that you're highly interested in?
It's so weird out there. I'm trying to understand why people are so stinking weird. Why people are still wearing masks alone in their car. What is that?
It's so simple. People are stupid.
Yeah, why?
That's it. That's all there is.
How have we gotten to where we're at?
Government. They run the schools.
But, I mean, was it always like this?
I mean, the average person...
Because these are old people. These are boomers.
You got to remember, like, evolutionarily, the stupid people would have died. Right. Because they wouldn't have listened when they were told to wash their hands before they eat or stuff like that.
What you're saying is we haven't had a good war in a while?
No, suddenly we have warning labels and too many ways of keeping stupid people alive, right? Like seatbelts, airbags, helmets, all of these other things that, you know, are a good idea, but stupid people wouldn't do them if they weren't told to do them. Like, don't blow dry your hair while taking a shower, things like that.
Survival of the fittest has been overridden, is what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely. The average survival rate now is significantly higher. higher than it was. So just like a cat has, you know, 9 kittens or whatever, most of them are going to die off. That used to sort of be the case with humans. That's why our grandparents had, you know, 9 kids or whatever. Now they only have 2 or 3, but you're not getting the best anymore. You're just getting whichever random 3 happen to pop out. And maybe they're all right. But I don't know. Looking around, I'm like, there sure are a lot of people, you know,
But a lot of this weirdness is coming from people who, well, we just said government. I was about to say educated. People who are educated, who should know better, and yet you think that they would have a clue. They would do their own research. They would question, you know, life, the science, government, and yet they don't. They're falling right along with it.
Well, that's what the system's been designed for. I mean, there was a time when
that didn't exist. But it's always been like that. It's ever since we were in caves, when you had the head honcho caveman who's, you know, beating others over the head to take control, to take the alpha. It's been like that since day one. And
you
got to
remember
different?
What happened back then. The person who had the evolutionary trait to speak up and say, hey, no, I'm not listening to you just because you came in here and busted a bunch of skulls.
He either took over or became an outcast. And if he became an outcast,
gets his skull broken in and he dies and doesn't procreate. So you end up breeding the obedience characteristic into people because the ones who weren't obedient got their heads busted in by the guy who came in with the club.
So Idiocracy.
Yeah, it's really more of a documentary than anything else.
The one dystopian fiction that floats around out there. Everyone says they had the timelines and you are here, or the Venn diagrams, and which one of these, you know, dystopians are we actually in right now?
We are not far from putting Bondo on our crops. You're absolutely right about that.
Is that what they called it? Bondo.
Brondo.
Brondo.
That was good.
Basically
good.
Gatorade. It's got electrolytes.
That's right.
It should be good for them, right?
What plants crave.
No, so it's just, I'm just floating ideas. You know, we're talking Elon, and he's a huge proponent of the simulation theory. Thinks he's his own God King and his version. It's a neat idea. I do think a lot of this coming back to simulation or the embracing of simulation is basically a lot of godless people who basically have been blasting creator theory all to hell. And yet they turn right around and make up their own creator theory, which is what simulation is. Something was built. Maybe our ancestors, maybe it's alien life who are just running.
Did the simulation theory exist before the Matrix came out?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Where do you think they got their ideas from? In fact, if you talk to the naysayers, the Wachowskis ripped off a lot of people to make that movie.
Well, you've got
to
borrow ideas.
Well, yeah. There's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
But hate is gonna hate. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's one of the best. But hands down.
And I'm taking red pill. It's ours. You left, you can't have it back. Supposedly it's a trans thing.
No, well, we actually got into that a few months ago when the movie came out back in December, and they had said, Ari, if I recall correctly, one of the Wachowskis, the one of them was like gone silent, and then there's the one that did the directing of this movie.
She said it was all about the train scene, the subway scene. That was her scene, and that whole movie is about that scene where she was wanting to commit suicide or something back in the day, and she was standing on the tracks, and...
I haven't heard anything about that.
She said, according to what Arya's you found, was that she didn't purposely put anything in there that was per se trans-related.
Yeah, there's this huge mythology that all of the movies are just, you know, trans allegories, right? Or allegories. Yeah. And that's simply not true. All the headlines say that, but when you look to what the Wachowski sisters actually said, one of them said something to the effect of, we actually don't know what in there is about being trans and what isn't. I mean, we were just creating art. So
yeah, it could have been something subconscious, but that would have been the most that... And then, of course, there was the Switch character that was chosen.
That was brought up. That was an intended removal from their original concept.
Right, it was going to be a trans character, but then... Or someone who just
role-played as another, as the opposite sex, the opposite gender.
And actually, that would have been pretty cool if it had gone
It was
like
1999.
That,
I don't know why it didn't happen. I think that was a neat idea. Yeah. Like I said, when we watched it, I was in the military. Half of my buddies were all playing EverQuest.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them were playing women
females.
Characters.
Yeah.
And so that came out, and we're all like... You know, that made complete sense. I'm surrounded by you guys.
Yeah, so let's go back to Elon Musk here, because, Aria, you had a story about him that you
The whole reason we got into simulation theory and all of that was because you mentioned that Elon Musk's ex-girlfriend had accused him of believing that he's the hero in his own universe or whatever, something to that effect. Well, she's in the news again, evidently, because now she's dating Chelsea Manning. And I've got to say, based on the pictures here, good for Chelsea Manning. This chick's pretty hot, right? Grimes. I don't even know her first name. The article doesn't
say her name. No, that is her
name. She's one of those one names like Prince.
And she chose Grimes?
Doesn't sound like someone very clean.
No. So evidently, Elon Musk is being accused of sharing a transphobic meme following reports of Grimes dating Chelsea Manning after it appeared on Consequence, whatever that is.
Oh, I just realized. I just put this together. I'm sorry. I'm steamrolling you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just realized. So this is, so Musk has just put out this new Netflix meme.
Yeah. Musk isn't aware of what his ex is doing with Chelsea Manning.
Yeah, but we all just found out. Maybe he just found out too.
I don't think he's paying any attention to her. And I think this notion that, you know, he's paying attention to his ex and he's posting this meme that happens to contain a trans joke because his ex is dating a trans person, that's silly.
I don't know, but I just realized it, and he is a distraction. Whatever you believe about him or not, he's definitely a distraction.
So I looked at the meme in question because the article here, they were too cowardly to actually share it. They even said, we're not going to share it in this article, but you can find it here.
Oh, my God.
And you link to it.
Do your own research. I thought we weren't allowed to do that.
And it's just that Hispanic guy, I forget his name, sitting on a park bench, overweight. It's very badly edited for whatever reason. And
Pablo
just,
Escobar, the character.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, it's from some movie.
And it says, Netflix waiting for the war to end to make a movie about a black Ukraine guy falling in love with a transgender Russian soldier. And
that's funny.
It's kind of funny.
It's not funny. It's like, ha-ha, I get it.
Especially if you consider all the nonsense that Netflix is putting out these days. It's like they're at the bottom of the barrel, just scrounging around down there looking for new ideas.
But see, it's a bad joke. The Russian soldier wouldn't be the trans one, because Russians kill trans people.
Well, yeah, but also the black guy wouldn't be from Ukraine either, because there aren't that many black people in Ukraine.
No, the black guy would have to be from Russia, but the trans person would have to be from Ukraine in order for this to make any sense at all.
What do neo-Nazis think about trans?
I don't think they're fans.
That's why I'm saying. So you're saying the trans would have to be from Ukraine, but they have a problem, right wing problem.
Well, they're not fans of Jews either, but they're allowing a Jewish president.
I don't know if they voted for that guy.
All right, we're going to continue here. The number, if you want to join the show, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, your thoughts on the latest trans controversy. We got something else too coming up. It's Free Talk Live in this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here, and you can join the show. Just dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're once again talking about Elon Musk. Two nights in a row, apparently people are all upset about a tweet that he made, which was not even a great joke, but kind of funny. Like, okay, I get it. He's making fun of Netflix. And it should have just ended there, but
yeah,
no.
I don't see how it's making fun of trans people.
No, I don't think it was either. But,
well, they think it was.
Well, reread it if you don't mind, since people are always just tuning in here. And by the way, the number again is 603-283-6160. And I do want to say thank you to James Hellerman, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. You can join our Patreon, as James has done. He's a gold level, which means he's doing at least $10 a month. We only ask for $5, but thank you, James, for supporting what we do here and helping us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live and getting on new radio stations with the ideas of freedom. So if you appreciate what we do, like James, go to amps.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there.
And now, what's the name of the meme template? It's the sad man at the bench guy or something?
Pablo Escobar.
So it's a guy sitting at a bench.
It's some sort of movie. I think it's like some kind of movie from, you know, about Pablo Escobar, and he looks sad.
He's very sad, and he's sitting there, and he's, you know, waiting for something, yep, waiting to die, waiting for the ship to get there. Who knows? But
I don't know. The meme itself says, Netflix waiting for the war to end to make a movie about a black Ukraine guy falls in love with a transgender Russian soldier. I said it earlier, but I fixed some of the obvious grammatical mistakes with it, and this time I just didn't bother to. What I want to know is, why did Elon Musk change his Twitter name to Elona Musk?
Huh.
Really?
Because it sounds more feminine?
See, that's more, I mean, if you want to call the guy transphobic, call attention to that and not this stupid meme.
Yeah, they took that one girl,
the
that
meme
one
isn't
actor.
Transphobic, it's just stupid.
They took that one actor apart when she changed her pronouns to beep, bop, boop.
Hold on. Who?
The Mandalorian actress who got canceled. I don't remember.
I didn't watch any of that. However,
well, okay. Well, before you go on, I did not know he changed his Twitter handle. Now that sounds like he's trolling.
That
sounds like he heard the trans people. Some of them, the community. What do they call themselves? The community, or
that's what
they're. Like that.
That's what people call them.
That they
I don't know
upset.
That they actually call themselves.
No,
that.
They call themselves something like that, and they capitalize.
The collective.
And they got,
what?
They got really pissed at me because I'm not part of it.
No crap.
Because I go against, quote, the collective, capital C, obviously.
Yeah, so he caught wind that the collective was angry, so he changed his name to Elon Musk.
I would have, too, if I knew they were calling themselves a collective. That's horrible.
I think that's probably the case as well. However, previously to this, he apparently was transphobic when he said in 2020 on Twitter, just pronouns suck. That's all he said. Pronouns suck. And somehow that's transphobic. Mm. Is your trans identity so tied to what pronouns people use for you that anyone even talking about the word pronouns
negatively, yeah,
is transphobic? I don't understand.
Imagine just sitting around and waiting for someone to say something to upset you, right? Like, move on.
No, that's what these people seem to do. I mean, any mention of trans people on Twitter or Facebook or something like that is going to get whoever mentions them called transphobic.
You know what? I'm just going to go there. We need a good war. We really do. We need something for people to fight, something to take their minds off of these little trivial microaggressions. That's what the problem is.
They need real aggression.
They need real aggressors and aggression. Something that, you know.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah, it sounds like a really bad plan.
I don't know what else to do, man. It's
there's nothing you can do. I mean, this is the world that we have found ourselves in, and
the world that we've created.
I didn't create this.
We're
world.
A part of it.
Well, that doesn't mean we consented.
We're still playing the game, Ian. We haven't woke up yet. We haven't escaped yet.
Have you tried eating the silica pack?
They tell me that's how it really works, and the lead paints. If you mix the lead paint with the silica pack, you're good to go.
Kids, don't try this at home.
You're gonna wake right up.
All right, so what else do we need to know, Aria, about
that's pretty much it
okay.
on that one.
People are mad. They're mad.
They're always
trans
mad.
People, some trans people mad. What percentage of trans people are, like,
all
not
of them,
insane?
Except Aria.
Yeah, like, are in your camp, Aria.
Yeah, so how many are actually good to go sane? Because you're the only trans I know.
You mean, like,
I know a lot of gay dudes.
Not part of the collective.
Not frothing at the mouth. I may know of three.
Like, that's
a pretty,
around
that's
the planet.
A
around
number.
The planet, yeah.
Around the planet,
most
though.
Of them through internet. I mean, do you know any other trans people? I know one trans person.
Like have regular conversations with and consider a friend? No.
Yeah. See, I know a few. One of them completely crazy.
I know one who moved here for the Free State Project, who Renee and I met at a party once. We were very kind to. We were some of the only people that actually took the time to hang out with this person and you know, speak with her. And then she proceeded to turn against the Free State Project and wrote hit piece articles, including, you know, me, about how bad of a person I am.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Hmm.
One I know is a hardcore leftist, totally crazy. The other one is totalitarian, but leaning toward right totalitarianism. So that's a weird cookie by itself, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like she's not a leftist any longer, but she's becoming more and more like a Nazi.
Oh, boy.
Which is
that's
weird.
Scary.
And that's it for the trans people that I personally know. The rest of them are all on
online
social
people.
Media. Yeah. And, you know, I tend toward people who are these hardcore leftist trans people, they don't remain friends with me long on mm-hmm. Facebook. Because I'm like, oh, my God, how can you say that?
You have a different opinion.
You sound just like Dave Chappelle.
Well, at the moment, I'm told that the trans LGBTQ liberty community is mad at me because of stuff I said in June when I talked about Pride Month and how you can't say you know, you're born gay and then take pride in that, because then you're just taking pride in the circumstances of your birth, which is stupid. Mm-hmm. You're not taking pride in accomplishing anything or doing anything. Mm-hmm. You're taking pride that, hey, look, guys, I'm proud that I was born this way. That's nothing to be proud of.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like any history month, any color history month, whether it be like Jewish and or
you
black.
You might as well be claiming white pride at that point. Mm-hmm. You didn't do anything to be white. You're just white. Yeah. And they got
it's
really,
not an accomplishment.
It's not your accomplishment. It's someone else's.
And let me tell you, the trans people got really upset when I compared being gay and having gay pride to white pride.
Ooh, wow.
They were not happy about that. But it's exactly the same,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Like, imagine me being proud that I'm 6 feet tall. I didn't do anything to be 6 feet tall. That's just how it happened, right?
Right.
And that's the argument they make about being gay and being trans and all these other things.
That's a great point. I don't think I've ever heard anybody mention that before. That's a really good one.
Well, thank you. Yeah. They don't care for that particular point.
Well, it makes them look like egotistical maniacs.
Yeah, well, right.
It calls out the truth. You say, why are you who you are? Is it because you want that trophy on the wall? Is it a trophy? Or is it actually who you are?
No, it's just a participation trophy.
Yeah.
And that's the issue with so many of them. It's why they want to take pride in it. Because if you would ask me, like, name 10 things about yourself, being trans wouldn't make the top 10 mm-hmm. of those lists. But for all of these trans people, like, I know this one kid who was a video game streamer, involved in all sorts of charities, just doing awesome things, and suddenly came out as trans. And that's all this person's existence is focused on now. For, like, the last year, it's just trans crap, trans crap, trans crap. It's like, dude, girl, you used to have a personality. What happened to that? You used to be someone that I could respect.
Wow.
And now you're just this garbage person whose only defining characteristic is being trans.
Oh, but maybe she's now defining herself as a pro-Ukraine trans person, because now there's this whole thing about, like, people who have completely made Ukraine and supporting Ukraine their entire personality, and that's what
true.
They're all about.
Yeah.
Because that's like the new thing, right? Now it's not so cool to be all masky COVID.
It's the new mask.
Now you got to be all in with the Ukraine.
Yeah, you got instead of wearing a mask in your profile picture, you got to have it blue and gold.
Yeah, you got to get some new clothing.
The only difference this time around is they got the rights. They got the righty tighties on their side too this time.
Mm.
Whereas before,
yeah,
there
but
was...
now they're Nazi sympathizers, and we get to call them Nazi sympathizers. So
true.
All of these Ukrainian supporters now just start calling them, okay, Nazi sympathizer.
Yeah.
You're a Nazi sympathizer.
You're talking about? I'm talking about right wingers who are all about.
They're Nazi sympathizers too. If you're on Ukraine's
side,
you are a Nazi sympathizer.
Oh, they could get. That gets you on both fronts.
And I don't care, man. Screw them. I'm right.
Well, apparently, speaking of the Nazis and Putin, who claims he's trying to denazify Ukraine, Elon Musk has posted, I see you're a tough negotiator. Okay, you can have 10% more pay-per-view money. And then he's got an image of Putin riding bare-chested on the back of a bear. Have you seen that? It's an edited image.
That was from, like, 2011.
It's old. It's an old
image.
Yeah, it's old.
Yeah.
But it's still hilarious to see.
So,
Elon has the flamethrower.
And did you cover the hand-to-hand combat?
We talked about it briefly, but there's so much to say about it, man.
Let's talk about it, because I don't know anything about it, except that
he
wants to fight Putin hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah, yeah. No,
he wants to get murdered by Putin.
He would.
Absolutely. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us. And coming up, more about a Christian teacher being fired. We'll tell you for what on the way.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.